It was 5 years ago today that Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others were shot in Tucson, Arizona. Six people were killed. A bullet went through the back of Giffords' head, passed through her brain, and exited near her left eye. But she's had a remarkable recovery. Joining us now is Dr. Michael LaMole, the surgeon who operated on Giffords. He's the chief of neurosurgery at Banner University Center in Tucson. And doctor, tell us about the kind of treatment she received.
So when she came to us, we had a couple things to fix. Number one, she had a gunshot wound, so there's a certain amount of cleanup we have to do in terms of fixing the scalp and the skull, which was broken, as well as just cleaning up any devitalized brain that's sort of not serving any function and is really just needs to be cleaned up. And also at the time, one of our concerns is there any bleeding that we need to stop and control? Unfortunately, in her case, that was just not really an issue.
Did you expect that she would be able to walk again, to talk again, to do all of the things that we do?
Not with the initial confidence of my colleague, Dr. Ree, but ultimately the best predictor of how she was going to do was how she was doing when she came in. And the simple fact of the matter is that when she came in, she was able to follow commands and interact with us before they put her to sleep and took her back to the OR. And that is the most important predictor. So I had a good inkling that she was going to make a good recovery. But until you're through that first week or so when anything can go wrong, from brain swelling to bleeding to hydrocephalus, until she got through that first week, I wasn't really willing to say that out loud.
And after she left the hospital, what kinds of things did she do to continue with her recovery?
Well, you know, she made the trip to the rehab center in Houston, where she continued to do a great deal of work. And I was not part of that rehabilitation process, but she worked very hard, my understanding is, to regain strength function as well as maximize her speech function.
Is it possible after an injury like this to get somebody's brain back to 100% where it was before?
I always tell patients after they've had a major injury, traumatic or from a hemorrhage or a stroke, that a good recovery is possible if that's their lot, but they will be different. They'll be changed. And so it's not really about getting back to where you were because you're different now. It's about maximizing the function you have now. I know that's a sort of roundabout way of getting to the point, but to simply say you can or you can't get back to where you were, I think skirts the issue that the major change has occurred. Not only a psychological change, a lifestyle change, but a real physical and functional change in the brain.
Well, and I think when a lot of people look at Gabrielle Giffords, they're quite impressed by the progress that she has made over these last 5 years. Is there one lesson that you would tell other patients based on her experience about what they can do to recover from something like this, if this should ever happen to them?
I think there are two lessons here. The one is keep on trying and working through your frustrations as you recover. I can't speak for her, but I've had other patients who told me that that rehabilitation process is very arduous and difficult, and at times they feel like giving up. But the long term, I think, is that they can work through it and find that very meaningful. And I think the second thing is that your life will be different, and it's a matter of accepting the new reality that you have to deal with and coming to embrace that.
That's Dr. Michael LaMole, a neurosurgeon and chief of neurosurgery at Banner University Center in Tucson, Arizona. He was one of the doctors that worked on former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords after she was shot 5 years ago. Doctor, thank you for joining us.